Hey, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here with another weekday podcast. And this week, I want us to start on this Monday talking about ordinary people that have exhibited extraordinary boldness. Ordinary people, extraordinary boldness. This is the theme that we find throughout Scripture, where God takes normal, average, everyday people like me and you, and somehow, some way, God does what only God can do and uses ordinary people that discover this very rare, extraordinary boldness. Now, it's important to recognize we're not talking about the loud, aggressive kind of bold, but more like the quiet, steady, unshakable kind that shows up in hospital rooms and break rooms and backyards and ballparks, the kind that shows up in classrooms and the kind that shows up in boardrooms. In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John are dragged in front of the religious council for talking about Jesus and healing a crippled guy. Now, they're not trained speakers. These are fishermen. They're blue-collar dudes who probably still smell like yesterday's catch. But the council is just stunned. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, the scripture says, "The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures." And then comes this line, "They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus." There's the hinge right there. Not their education, not their personality profile, not their networking strategy, but the boldness that shook Jerusalem was rooted in one thing. They had been with Jesus. Their courage, you see, wasn't about building a platform, and it wasn't about a performance. It was an overflow. It was the fruit of proximity. Have you ever been on like a reel on Instagram, or you've been running through, you know, Facebook, and you see these guys and ladies who are just kind of constantly cranking out information, believing that information somehow is just the answer to the world's problems. Many of them, not all of them, but many of them, they're just in this process of building a platform. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, to some degree, I think we all want to build a platform. But to build a platform that's built around you, or me to build a program or platform built around me, is different than me living in the overflow of being in the proximity and the presence of Jesus. So let's slow this down for our actual life. Let's say we walk into work. We're not standing before a council, but you might feel like it. The culture in the office or the school or your team, maybe it feels as intimidating as that chamber in Jerusalem. And maybe we're thinking, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a theologian, I haven't been to seminary. And then heaven smiles down on you and says, exactly, perfect. You're exactly the kind of person I love to use. Notice what the believers pray later in the same chapter. They don't ask God to remove the threats. They don't ask God to make life easier. They pray this, "And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word." Then verse 31 says, "The place was shaken, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they preached the word with boldness." What if that was your prayer this week? Not, "Hey, God, make life smoother," but, "God, make my life bolder." Not, "Hey, God, would you just make life a little more comfortable?" But rather, "God, keep me close so that boldness is simply what spills out of me." Friend, your sphere of influence is your council chamber, your kitchen table, your group text, your gym, your social media feed. That's where ordinary people stand up in quiet courage and say, "I cannot stop talking about what I've seen and heard in Jesus, with Jesus, around Jesus." You don't have to be impressive. You just have to be available. You just have to be, well, with Him. So as you head into your day, here's a simple practice. Whisper, "Jesus, I want to be with you today. Make me aware of your presence today. And give me boldness to speak when you nudge and wisdom to be silent when I need to listen today." And then watch what He does. The council may never know your name, but the people in the world, well, they'll know you're Jesus. Thanks so much for listening in to today's weekday podcast. God bless you now. Bye-bye.